Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest at Coverings 2012 in Orlando is Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's VP of Marketing with Crossville. Lindsay Ann, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. This is the first time we've done an interview. You've been at Crossville for about 6 months. You came to Crossville as VP of Marketing, most previously with Mohawk in Marketing, and prior to that with Tarkett up in Johnson City, right?
Correct. So this is my first adventure solely in the tile industry, but I've been in flooring now for about 12 years and in the overall furnishings industry for about 20.
And so this is your first covering show, so I really can't ask you too much about traffic.
No, not at all, but it's exciting to be here. It's a very different show from some of the more general flooring exhibitions that I've been to.
One of the things, just to talk about your space, you're right here at the very front. I mean, you can't miss the Crossville booth. And you have a theme. Talk a little bit about this Uniquely theme.
Well, Crossville does things differently than many other players in the industry. And we feel that we are very unique because we are American-owned, we are family-owned. Our focus is on American manufacturing and designing and developing products that are for the U.S. market and the A&D community. And we wanted to make sure as we go to market that we highlight some of those individual characteristics that are stories that we can tell that other people can't or may not be able to tell as comprehensively. So that's what our booth is about. It's more than we make beautiful tile, which of course we do, but about our corporate philosophies, our manufacturing philosophies, and the things that define us as a singular individual company in the industry.
You know, you're no stranger to us. You've gone through some of the things that make you uniquely Crossville. One of the things that I need to point out is that unlike many of the tile companies here, the majority of your business is on the commercial side of the business, right?
That's correct. The majority of our business has always been on the commercial side of the business. It's where we got our start. Now, that's not to say that we don't do residential work, but the majority of it is with the A&D community, a specified product in the mid to high-end range market.
So when I go into a Porsche dealership or an Audi dealership or some of these great retail areas where you see a lot of tile, most of what I'm seeing is probably Crossville, right?
Well, we've done a lot of work for Mercedes, so right in that family. We also do work for GM as one of our national accounts and continue to look for those opportunities where the products that we make work really well with those environments.
And you sell through distribution. And in fact, in the last couple of years, you've been going around and buying some of your distributors, right?
That is correct. So we have our own distribution in North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma.
Now, let's talk about products. I'm looking on the floor here. One of the things about Crossville is you're not one to step out. And I think you realize that most people, when it comes to tile, they don't really want the tie, the accent, as much as they really kind of want the background. So they want their flooring to be a great background in the decor. Do you agree?
Well, I think that there's a good mix of it. Our emphasis is on porcelain field tile, but you need to make sure that you are offering the accents so that a designer feels like they have everything that they need to complete a job. So there are companies that emphasize the jewelry and the decorations and some of those types of applications. That's not what we do, but we do offer both.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this product that's on the floor here. I know it's a brand new product called Shades. Tell us a little bit about it.
It is. It's a really interesting product in that it's a collection of warm and cool grays along with a warm and cool white and an almost not quite black. Large format up to 24 by 24. Most of the sizes are rectangles, though. It does come with a mosaic program to match. It was originally inspired from a project that we did that won the Project Green recognition for the federal building in Chicago. And so it has this very modern, very urban feel to it, part of the minimalist movement. However, it retains its organic quality with a linear pattern to it that's not too sharp, not too sleek. It reminds me of birch trees or of the frost on my window in the morning. So it has a softness to it.
Okay, I agree with you. It's got a very nice soft texture. All right, that's the hardware. Let's talk about the software for a minute. By that I mean a couple of things that are different with you guys. You do have this recycling program with Toto where you take their sanitary ware, grind it up, and make it part of your recycled content, right?
Correct. We actually have three different recycling programs. We have our EcoCycle tile process, which works with our wet and dry waste within our factory. We have the Toto partnership, where we take in their fixtures that haven't passed their quality control and recycle that into tile. And then we have our tile take-back program, where we take back samples, cut scrap, demolition jobs of anyone's manufactured porcelain, and recycle that back into porcelain tile. And that tile take-back process and the EcoCycle tile process are SCS certified all the way through from start to finish.
Okay, and one last thing, I'm about to run out of time, but just to mention, on this Green Squared initiative that's just been in the press lately, you were one of the first companies to actually be certified in that program, right?
That's correct. All of our products that are made in our manufacturing facilities in Tennessee do have Green Squared certification, and we were certified through SCS. Part of that was because of the processes that we already had in place. It made it a very simple decision to pursue the Green Squared to be able to help package these things that we do into nicer, neater story for the A&D community and something that they can feel very comfortable with when they specify our product.
Okay, great. Lindsay, it's good to see you. Hope the rest of the show goes well for you. Again, we've been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.